God, he's going to transition us out, praise God, where we're going to go into a holding place, and we're going to wait until one day when he steps out on that cloud, and when he comes back, praise God, the Bible tells me that those who died in Christ, they're going to get up first, but then we that remain, my brothers and my sisters, we are going to get caught up. I'm talking about those that remain who are still in Christ Jesus. You still got your hands locked, tied up into Christ Jesus when he comes back. Praise God, and you still alive. He's going to take you, praise God. He's going to change your mortal body into an immortal body in the twinkling of an eye. So he's going to take us completely out of the presence of sin. Say praise God. So we find that he gives us the victory over sin. Jesus Christ does that. He gives us the victory over the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and he will ultimately give us the victory over the presence of sin. But second, we ought to be thankful for the victory over suffering. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know what you might be going through, but you have a God who gives you the victory over suffering. Amen. You see, sooner or
you have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer.
Good with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual heart of the in an in-depth.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ronald Bell takes you further.
You were born
into the word
in a
manger.
Verse 54 says, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last days." This is our promise, and this is what he will do. Verse 55, "For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." See, and he's talking about eating the Word. The Word is God. You remember I told you it was the living Word? Jesus was the living bread that came down from heaven. So don't forget, don't start tripping and thinking we're talking about real flesh and blood. We're talking about supernatural flesh and blood. We're talking about the Word of God. Make it simple. We're talking about the Word of God. We have to eat the Word of God. And it's so many parables in there where he say how you have to eat the Word. And he's not talking about putting it to your mouth with a spoon. No, he's talking about getting it into your heart and let it come out of your mouth and out of your belly. Out of your belly is going to come rivers of living water. And that living water also represents the Word of God. Verse 57, "This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." We're still talking about holy bread. You know, what we must know and remember, saints of God, as we develop our lives in the Spirit, is that earthly things are of the earth. Things of heaven are spiritual in nature, and you need to study this too. We need to study the difference between the two. This is how we get confused, and this is how we stay ignorant. And we don't want to be ignorant concerning the things of God. Because as spiritual minded, if we're becoming spiritual minded, It is a continual way or action of life. In the book of Romans, Paul tells us we have to crucify the old man daily and be transformed by the renewing of our minds daily. Once you become aware of the difference between the mind of the flesh, the carnality of the flesh, and the spirit mind, it'll be easy for you to turn from carnality or worldly views and the ways of the world to the word of God and to the ways of God. Amen. It will cause us to have a different understanding, and we'll be able to turn. This is another way that we discern good and evil. We can discern that we can come out of carnality and the worldly views and the way the world do things, and we can turn into the things, be transformed into the word, ways of the word of God and the things of God. Saints of God, this is a wonderful lesson. You need to pay close attention, and you need to begin to get the scriptures in your heart and in your mind. Jot down some things that you hear that you know that you need to do, and then begin to practice them. How we see God and the things of God will make all the difference in how we serve Him. This is where we must get to, and as a church, this is where we have to get to. We must learn who God is, who Jesus is, through a continual study of the Word of God daily. We should be working tirelessly and feverishly to know all that we can about Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. This is what we are called to do, and then we can do the works that He has called us to do through Jesus Christ. We cannot do the works that God has called us to do. These are powerful works through the Spirit that we have to do. These are powerful weapons that we have to use through the Word of God. And we won't be able to successfully use them unless we know our Father, unless we know Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the things that we're required to do as the children of God, as a church of God. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but we have to know Him. We can do all the works that Jesus did, and we can do greater works. As it is now, we seem to be a powerless church because we haven't a proper education of our Lord and Master and our soon coming King Jesus Christ. If you're studying to become a doctor or a lawyer, you can't skip the classes and go straight to operating on people or go straight to defending people in a court of law. If you're a lawyer, you just can't go in and pick up a law book and go straight to, practicing law for clients. You can't do that. You should know how to properly defend them in a court of law. You should know properly by teaching, by work, by exercise, by exercising what you know, by practicing what you know. If you're going to be a doctor, you have to do all of that before you can skillfully work on a human being, because death and life is in your hands when you're holding that scalpel. You know, we want to do the things that God has told us to do, and we want to do the works that God has called us to do, then we're going to have to do it according to His will. If we're going to save souls and bring them into the kingdom and save them for all eternity, then we're going to have to deal with the dilemma of what we're doing now. You know, if we're going to heal and deliver and set people free, cast out demons and devils, you know, if we're going to multiply the earth, replenish the earth, if we're going to be fruitful in the earth, subdue the earth, then we're going to have to do it according to the Word of God. We're going to have to do some deep studying, and we're going to have to make sure that we do everything that God has called us to do. Saints of God, we're going to get a pass. We cannot get a pass. We're going to have to do the things that God has called us to do. And when we do the things that God has called us to do, then God is going to do what he said he would do. You know, and we just, if we look back according to the word of God, the church has to learn. We're going to have to learn. I keep coming back to that. We're going to have to learn who Jesus is. We're going to have to learn who God is. In order to do what we're called to do, we must know the one who called us. You know, he's our author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2 tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down on the right hand of God. We're assigned through God to do the things of God. We have to learn of him first. Therefore, we can begin to do all the things that he called us to do. We can even cast out demons and devils. We're going through some evil times right now, all over this world, and we've missed the ball on the one big assignment that we're not prepared. This one big assignment is that we were supposed to see this pandemic coming, and we missed the ball. So we were not prepared as a church. I'm talking about the church, and I'm not talking about everybody in the church. We were not prepared. We were not ready. The pitcher threw the ball when we were looking down and living our life in pleasure and wantonness, eating and pleasure and, you know, merrymaking and, you know, vacationing. And just living a good old life of pleasure and you know, and an evil work of Satan was let in, and we didn't know, and we still don't know how to fight it. Some of us. And we're still not quite sure what to do. Most of us that are called to church, we're still trying to get back to where it was that we was and what we were used to, how we normally do things. But what we don't know is God don't want us oblivious and caring, not aware, not caring, not aware, or concerned of what's happening around us. This is where we were, just unconcerned, in our pleasure, doing the things that we want to do, and we wasn't aware, we wasn't concerned of what was happening around us. Saints of God, we have to open our eyes. No prayers, no spiritual works going on. I don't mean church attendance. Right now, I'm talking about right now. There are no prayers or no spiritual work going on that God can use. I don't mean church attendance. I don't mean dance drama, dance teams, miming, banquets, lots of teaching of the word. No, that's not what I'm talking about. All of that's okay. You can do that. But it's not substance. It's not substance that God wants right now from his church. It's not what God would have us to be doing right now. And you know why I say that? Simply because we can do all these works that God called us to do. But we're going to have to begin to do them right now. Those works that he called Jesus, that Jesus was called to do, and those greater works is what he's looking for us his church to be doing right now.